findanastrologer.com. Illuminate your journey.
So, welcome, Maurice. Here we are at NORWAC 2011, getting ready to go into some Pluto-Uranus squares. Very exciting time. Neptune's in Pisces. A lot going on. You just moved to Hawaii, and you've been making a lot of changes yourself.
Yes, well, Pluto's on my angles, so I am riding that wave. And indeed, I moved to Hawaii following the River of Stars conference that I organized there. Part of it is also my intent to create more workshops, astrology workshops that involve a more experiential aspect of learning, which is not only information but also immersion and work on the body. So being in Hawaii, the environment, the nature supports that. What I really like to see in the world of astrology is how, as astrologers, we are also evolving and how our methods of learning are evolving. And we're moving from a more patriarchal, more completely left-brain orientation to a more experiential, community-oriented. And I also wanted to address or speak about the OPA retreats, which will happen in November, and it happens every year, which is also a new model of learning, which I find to be very inspiring, because it is about creating a community experience.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it strikes me that what you're doing, you're teaching an awful lot, but which is really great, and also the teaching you're doing is more, it's like it provides more time for integration of the work. It's not just knowledge, 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 absorb, 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 but there's time for practical interaction and time to for spiritual practice to integrate some of the stuff you've learned and take it in. So it seems like a more comprehensive way of teaching.
That's what I like to look at, because I think that we saturate our minds. And I see that astrologers can be detached from their bodies. I see, you know, we touch cosmic knowledge, and we end up not necessarily leading healthy lives. You know, there's some discrepancy there. My intent was, you know, if we study the stars, let's also look at the stars. You know, and if we speak about love, and if we speak about Neptune in Pisces bringing a spiritual dimension to our lives, let's also walk our talk and implement that, not only discuss it.
Dane Rudyard in the late 60s made an argument for Neptune being one of the rulers of astrology, and with Neptune moving into Pisces and in a sign that it's happy. And do you think that speaks to something about this moment for astrology and for astrologers?
I love Dane Rudyard. I don't think Neptune in Pisces will make everybody happy, even if in itself, you know, it's his own sign. As it is in evolutionary astrology, there is no good or bad. And you can fail miserably and you can succeed wonderfully if you get what it's about. And I think that Neptune in Pisces is about not being in control, which is something humanity is very awkward about. So when we see that Neptune in Pisces is, part of it is, his nature takes control. You know, it's the element, it's the larger reality. It's beyond individuality, it's beyond the human mind. It's something that is way vaster than that. So it dwarfs our sense of superiority. And I think astrology can help us during these times, because these are times where we have no control. And yet what does provide control is knowledge. Knowledge gives us security. So astrology can somehow map this chaos and can help us navigate better this flow. And I think it's essential this time for this reason, because those of us who... I think that spirituality will be our security during this period of time. And I think that the people who have no reference, no spiritual reference, no astrological reference, will have a much harder time. Everything else that appear tangible will not be reliable. So we need to tap into something that is more all-encompassing, not just on a from a value point of view, you know, redefining our values to more holistic values, but also as far as what to do next. You know, what's the right thing to do, and where to invest, and how to raise our children. Very fundamental decisions. Everything is dissolving. Nothing makes sense. Leaders are exposed in the most humiliating ways. You know, we have no role models. And, you know, some do better than others, but I'm speaking on a, generally speaking. And so Neptune takes us to a place where we can see beyond these attachments. So because there are some things that remain true always, and they're not fashionable, they're not about the current trend. They're really something very naked, very raw, and very long-lasting. Beyond time and space, that's where our security is, and that's Neptune in Pisces.
Where do you see astrology's rightful place in our culture in terms of, we have science, we have religion, we have work, you know, I mean, where does astrology fit?
Definitely not religion, for the simple reason that, and that's something that many people who don't know astrology often ask astrologers, do you believe in astrology?
Right.
It's not something to believe in, it's something we know. It is, we have tangible references. The fact that we have no idea really how astrology works, we have theories, but we don't have real proof of why it works and how exactly it works, brings some kind of a religious theme about it. But And what is science? You know, science is something that we decode it. Science is humans developing independence from God. That's basically decoding the secrets of the universe. We cure and we fly and we use the elements in such a way that it provides us mastery and control, and maybe better lives. So I think that astrology, its place, if you ask about its place in our culture, it is definitely a system that helps us objectify. So I would lean more towards the science, in the sense that it provides a neutral reference to whatever's happening to us. It is not a matter of projection, it is not a matter of like and dislike, it's a matter of measurable results, you know? And yet, one of the reasons why astrology has been so hard to swallow by scientists is that even though there are patterns, and even though it's measurable, and even though, you know, you can expect particular things to happen under a Pluto transit, or, you know, somebody with a Mars-Venus square, you know what to expect. You never know exactly what form it's going to take. And you never know even if it's going to be pleasant or unpleasant. And I think that astrology is evolving to a place where we realize it's not about making accurate and exact prediction. but it's about understanding climate. It's a study of cycles. And just like we understand the cycles of the seasons on Earth, and we know that, you know, summer is warmer than spring and winter, we don't need to be geniuses to figure that out. It's a matter of understanding cycles of nature. And when you understand cycles of nature, you don't know how much rain is going to be. You just know it's wetter. You just know it's drier. And you don't know if it's going to be pleasant or not, because that's up to you. So that's astrology. Astrology is a way to measure climate. And it's a way to measure our current cycles. And that's the science of it. And I think it can help society tremendously, providing that information. And this is not just a weather climate, it's an emotional climate, it's a political climate, it's a cultural climate. We learn the seasons of life.
So will there be River of Stars 2, Maurice? Part 2?
I intend to.
Yeah?
Okay. Yes,
do you definitely. Think next year, or you'll leave some time in between?
No, not next year. you know, it is tremendous satisfaction, but it's a lot of work. And I think, you know, we exceeded the expectations. People were, 98% of people were very, very, were very pleased. But I think that taking the time to do it right is important. So probably 13 or 14.
Great. Is there anything else going on that you want to talk about? Something that you're working on? Or
I am working on things, but I don't want to talk about
them. Great. Well, we're glad you're working on stuff, and we look forward to seeing what you share with us next.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
God bless.